Prescott, Brother and Sister, W.W. 1910. Dear Elder and Mrs. Prescott, Elder Prescott and wife, we sympathize with you both, but the Lord is gracious, and all you can do is to call to the church to humble themselves before God, and in the place of creating ball playing for exercise, let the students humble their hearts before God and engage in doing missionary work, which must be done for the salvation of soul and body. Let the students have set times to go out and open the scriptures to the people in the surrounding neighborhood, thus opening blind eyes to see the light of the Word of God. Such a message was given me in Australia to give to our school. It was a hard matter for teachers and students to give up amusements, but this missionary work is to be done. The Word of God is to be carried to your neighbors and to settlements in the surrounding towns as you can arrange. Let teachers and students place themselves in line to accomplish this work for which our schools are established. This was the very work that was started in Avondale with complete success. The presentation was given the teachers, and the scholars urged it. My message was positive. We were seeking to inform the minds and reform the characters of the students. Let the afflictions in your midst humble your hearts to follow the example of the one who is the world's Redeemer, who went from place to place doing good. This amusement was hard to give up in Avondale School, but the message was received, and the time was spent in exercise to benefit and be a blessing to the school. There are needful things to be done in good works, which yield the agreeable satisfaction that your time was not spent in playing ball and inventing amusements. Time is too precious. Time is more precious than gold. Opportunities present themselves to communicate and give the precious light of truth to younger schoolchildren. Thus, you can open the Word, which is your work to do, to help instruct others. And the Lord Jesus instructs you.